She fell silent, her lips thinning. He'd caught her off guard. He had wondered in the beginning what a woman as smart as Rainey was doing working such a limited job. And today he'd gotten his answer. Because it kept her in control. She worked with nice people, but none of them was the type to pry. He suspected she dated men of more brawn than brains and kept the relationships short. No one could question her too much. No one could get too close. She had turned protecting herself into a way of life. "I couldn't give up jurisdiction," she said abruptly.
"Because you promised Shep you'd be the primary in the case?"
"Yes."
She hesitated.
"I owe him that much."
"Just how much do you owe him, Rainey?"
"Shep had faith in me. He's been a good friend, and I feel loyalty toward him. But I have professional standards too, Quincy, and I don't compromise them."
"We all go through life making our choices, and we're all responsible for what we've done. If Danny shot those girls, then by God, he needs to be held accountable for that."
"You're sure of that?"
"Of course I'm sure. Covering up doesn't do him any favors. Why don't people realize that?
We have a basic human need to make restitution in order to absolve our guilt. Letting kids walk away scot-free or shielding them from the consequences of their actions doesn't help them. A moment's mistake, a moment of bad judgment, could fester into a lifetime of hatred and self-loathing and destructiveness.
Until it's become a dark spot, you can't forget, and you can't let go, and it builds and builds." She broke off. She was breathing hard. Her gaze had become locked on the blue floral bedspread, and her hands were fisted at her sides.
"The nightmares are worse, aren't they?"
Quincy asked quietly.
"Yes."
"You're not eating."
"I can't."
"You're too smart to be doing this to yourself."
"I can't seem to stop."
"Why did you come here tonight, Rainey?"
She looked at him with frustrated, troubled eyes.
"I think I need to talk." "Then talk. But say something new, Rainey, because I no longer have the patience for lies."